Hey Leute, hier ist Max Giesinger und ich habe mir gerade Harry Potter und das verwunschene Kind angeguckt. Was eine geile Show, könnte ich mir direkt nochmal reinziehen. Sichert euch jetzt Tickets unter harrypottertheater.de.
Bis Sommer 2026. Ein letztes Mal Magie.
Nur noch für kurze Zeit, also husch husch in den Warenkorb mit den Tickets.
And now, Veep Thoughts by Kamala Harris.
I think that, to be very honest with you, I do believe that we should have rightly believed, but we certainly believe that certain issues are just settled. Certain issues are just settled. And that's why I do believe that we are living, sadly, in real unsettled times.
This has been Veep Thoughts by Kamala Harris.
Stu Does America.
Kamala? Nah, Mala. Get your Kamala, not Mala, merch at StuDoesMerch.com. Use the code STU10, save 10% off your entire order. You can follow us on YouTube if you don't already, YouTube.com/StuDoesAmerica. We were there last night. Were you there last night? Thousands and thousands of you were. We appreciate it. Go to YouTube.com/StuDoesAmerica. Follow the show. And when you're there, click the bell for notifications. You'll know when we go live. We went live actually before the debate for a little bit, and then after the debate, kind of a preview and a post show. Hung out and took all your questions. It was a really a good way to decompress after the debate. After a lot of these big news stories, we're going live with you, so don't miss it. YouTube.com/StuDoesAmerica. Glenn Beck is going to be here in a couple of minutes. He's going to talk about the Europe migrant crisis and when it's going to make its American debut. I certainly can't wait. We'll look at the election polling following last night's debate. We're also going to start by doing the death of journalism. It's just gone. It's hopeless. I don't know. I was somewhat optimistic, actually, after the CNN debate. I thought they did a decent job. We did not get that last night from ABC News. And you know, look, things went really well. Now, after the debate, I will say, on that post show I was talking about on YouTube.com/StuDoesAmerica, I said, there's no way she's going to ask for another debate after that. She did what she needed to do. She's going to want to hide. She's going to want to run away. But maybe the sugar high is making them make bad decisions. Harris campaign calls for a second presidential debate challenging Donald Trump. You often make your biggest mistakes when you're at your high points. When you're celebrating some big victory, you often get cocky and make big mistakes. She did what she had to do last night. I'm not happy about that. I'm not. I don't think that she won the election last night. I don't think she destroyed Donald Trump like they're trying to say. But what I will say is she needed to get above a certain bar, and she achieved that. She didn't make any massive flubs. She lied constantly. She didn't get fact-checked for it. Trump had his moments, but was also pretty all over the board at times, kind of not his best performance in a debate. And so I can see why she would just want to run away and hide. Why she wants another debate after that, I'm not exactly sure. Because the media is going to do their job to make sure that she's, you know, the greatest person of all time. And, you know, he needs the opportunity to get her in front of an audience once again. She's shown before she can have one or two strong performances. But usually what happens is over time she fades. And if you can get her off of her spots, there needs to be a strategy. And to me, the strategy is asking her questions, making her respond to things, and when she doesn't respond, call it out. You gotta call it out. You can't just let it go. Now, I'll give you an opportunity of when he did call it out, that he did do it a little bit last night, and he had some really good moments. But I just beg the Trump campaign. He's saying stuff like, well, I don't know, I'm less inclined to do another debate. He's bashing ABC, which is well-deserved. We'll get into that. But he's less inclined to do another debate because they were unfair to him. They're always going to be unfair to you. No matter where you go, they're going to be unfair to you at some level. Just say yes. Say yes. October? Great. How about weekly? October? Great. Where do you want to do it? How about this? I got an idea. We're going to be doing these rallies, right, all across the country. How about this? We coordinate the rallies. We do them in the same city, and we meet up afterwards and do a debate. Every night. How many you want to do? I'll pay for them. What do you think? Let's just keep going. I want people to see who you really are, so the more time I can get you in front of the American people, the better. Why won't you agree to one debate a week? It's not too much. The American people deserve it. I would be taunting her into as many debates as possible. I wouldn't worry about the rules. I wouldn't worry about the moderators. It's going to be difficult, but you want to be president of the United States, it's a difficult job. And she's not all that great. She had an okay night. Look, it was filled with lies. And look, the fact that we're sitting here complaining about the moderators is not a good sign for how that went. That being said, the moderators were horrific. It was probably the worst I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, we could go through all the Kamala lies if we wanted to. We could give you the fact that Donald Trump, who pulls a story that is kind of popular on conservative media right now, but really has not hit the mainstream at all, and tries to summarize it in a few seconds, the one about killing pets in Ohio, that Haitian immigrants have been moved in. It is such a crazy story. It's one of those stories. This is a weird thing about the American people, I think, in these moments, is you really need some time to build up to a story like Haitians are eating pets. You can't just kind of launch it on them. It just sounds like bonkers. This is like when he was this is a moment in his presidency where he said, you know, these coyotes are coming across the border. And like mainstream media journalists, people who say they're informed, were like, he thinks they're bringing the four-legged animal across the border, like having no familiarity with the concept of what a coyote is to, you know, with cartels bringing people across the border. They didn't even know the term. They don't know the story at all. Now, I can give you a fact check. I can show you that it's not just made up, as they were trying to say. Exclusive police audio report confirm Haitian goose hunting in Ohio. They all had geese in their hands, is the quote. We did have the story in Ohio of the person eating the cat that was not a Haitian immigrant, however. That was a good old American, because we could do crazy crap, too. The point is, we don't want to import any more crazy crap than we already have to deal with. It's like, hey, we have a crazy family. There's a drug addict in our house, and another one's beating his wife, and another one is urinating in the front yard. But let's bring in some random street vagrants to see what happens. There's no reason to add to the problem. That's the issue with the illegal immigration. We can't do anything about the American people. They're already here. They're citizens. We can do something about importing more of this nonsense. That's the problem with illegal immigration. Maybe somebody should express it like that occasionally. We could also give you another fact check that Harris was completely wrong to say that there are no Americans in combat zones today. A disgraceful lie, particularly said the day before 9/11, which, by the way, this is the anniversary of 9/11. No mention of it last night in the debate. Even though they talked about Afghanistan, nobody thought to bring up 9/11. That was happening the next day. But this is a story by Marco Antonio Wright for National Review. The charitable explanation for Harris's debate night rambling is that she does not know that Americans are fighting a shooting war today, right now, as they have been every single day since October 7th, 2023, in the Red Sea against the Iranian-backed Houthi militant group. Maybe she just doesn't know. The charitable explanation is that Harris does not remember three American soldiers who were killed in January near the Syrian border in Jordan in a missile strike launched by an Iranian-backed militia group. Maybe she just doesn't know. By the way, 40 other American servicemen were injured in that attack. The charitable explanation is that Harris doesn't know that the U.S. military personnel helped shoot down hundreds of Iranian missiles on the attacks on Israel. The charitable explanation is that no one has told Harris that the raid against ISIS fighters in Iraq last week injured seven Americans. Several hundred Americans are in Syria. More are in Iraq. These Americans regularly come under fire by Iranian-backed militants and conduct the offensive operations against ISIS and other Islamist groups. Of course, the other explanation is she knows and she's just lying, because she wants political benefit. And again, never forget when it comes to 9/11, unless it's going to benefit you politically, then forget about it completely. We could also give you the 25 lies presented by the Federalist, which they have a very long list. We went through a bunch of them on radio today. If you want to go back and go through it or read their story, it's an excellent one. But let's go through some of the key moments from the debate, and some of them will pick up apart some of the lies. But I want to give you some of good Trump's good moments, because I think the best way to look at this debate, if you want to look at the most optimistic take on it, Trump was pretty good for about the first 15 minutes. It was pretty much in his favor for about the first 15 minutes, and I thought he ended pretty strongly. In the middle, there were some missteps. We'll go through some of this, and we'll, of course, talk about the moderators. First, let's lead off with Trump claims Kamala has no policy.
But what Donald Trump did, let's talk about this, with COVID, is he actually thanked President Xi for what he did during COVID. Look at his tweet. Thank you, President Xi, exclamation point, when we know that Xi was responsible for lacking and not giving us transparency about the origins of COVID.
President Trump, I'll let you respond.
First of all, they bought their chips from Taiwan. We hardly make chips anymore because of philosophies like they have and policies like they have. I don't say her because she has no policy. Everything that she believed 3 years ago and 4 years ago is out the window. She's going to my philosophy now. In fact, I was going to send her a MAGA hat. She's gone to my philosophy. But if she ever got elected, she'd change it.
And that is, of course, very true. That is the type of point that needed to be brought up a lot more, hitting her on her policy. Now, they did go to her policy. They eventually did ask a question from the moderators who were horrible throughout this. They asked her about three policies, and she said she would address all of them individually. She half addressed one of them and then didn't go back to the other two. They did not call her out on it. They didn't fact check her on any of these explanations, most of which were lies. Let me go to this part. This is the build up to probably the worst moment by the moderators. Kamala Harris talking about abortion.
So it doesn't matter what she says about going to Congress. Well, wonderful. Let's go to Congress. Do it. But the fact is that for years they wanted to get it out of Congress and out of the federal government. And we did something that everybody said couldn't be done. And now you have a vote of the people on abortion.
Vice President Harris, I want to give you your time to respond. But I do want to ask, would you support any restrictions on a woman's right to an abortion?
I absolutely support reinstating the protections of Roe v. Wade.
Now, of course, Roe v. Wade has all sorts of exceptions that would allow for abortions to happen in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month. They were legal previously under that regime and are currently legal in many states across the country. Trump went on and did call her out on this, thankfully. Here he is.
You should ask, will she allow abortion in the 8th month, 9th month, 7th month?
Come on.
Okay, would you do that?
Look at her acting like she's annoyed.
Why don't you ask her that question?
Why don't you answer
That's the
question?
Problem.
Would you
because
veto?
Under Roe v. Wade,
answer the question,
you,
would
could,
you, veto?
You could do abortions in the 7th month,
avoid.
The 8th month, the 9th
That's
month,
not true.
And probably after birth. Just look at the governor, former governor of Virginia. The governor of Virginia said, we put the baby aside and then we determine what we want to do with the baby.
President.
Now, immediately after this, she says, President Trump, no state in this country allows abortion after birth, and then goes right to Kamala. Now, there's 100 ways you can handle that situation. My belief is the best way to handle it is to let the built-in fact check of every debate occur. The other freaking candidate. If Kamala Harris thinks that's wrong, let her explain why it's wrong. Let her explain why or why not she supports 7th, 8th, and 9th month of abortions. Another question they asked her and another question she avoided over and over again, by the way. But instead what they did, because you could also do this. You could also say, Mr. Trump, there is no state that allows abortion after birth. And let him respond to that and explain it. Right. Instead, she says she does this, quote unquote, fact check and then just moves on to the other candidate and doesn't let him respond. It's disgraceful. There's no reason to do it. Let the other candidate do it. And beyond that, it's first of all, of course, not true. Their argument on this. It is something that has happened many, many times. I've posted the details on this. There are estimates that it happens about 300 or 400 times per year. We're not talking about, hey, the baby's out. It's totally fine. Let's strangle it. That's not what happens. What happens is an abortion is attempted. It is a failed abortion. The baby survives. And instead of giving it the normal care they would give to a baby, they just let it suffocate. They have quotes from the doctors, and I put doctors in heavy air quotes there, abortion doctors who have admitted this. We'll just let it go because we don't want to intubate it because the whole point was it wasn't supposed to live through this process. It is revolting. It is true. It is not a particularly common practice. It does not make up a large percentage of abortions. That doesn't matter. You know, the same thing you could say about mass shootings. Mass shootings don't make up a large percentage of deaths in this country, gun deaths in this country, homicides in this country. We should all still try to stop them. If there was an easy law to pass that said, hey, no more school shootings. Oh, wait, we have that law already. We would easily do it. Now, their dumb solutions on gun control don't work for that, but that's a whole different story. By the way, there are many, many states that do allow for abortion in the 7th, 8th, and 9th months. About 13,000 of them happen every year. Center of Disease Control says thousands of abortions are performed after 21 weeks gestation. CDC's findings do not include reporting from at least four abortion-friendly states, California, Maryland, New Hampshire, and New Jersey, which, of course, means the number is much, much higher than that, if you care about that. But let me give you one last moment from Trump. This is a moment from his closing statement, and this is the approach. If they're going to have another debate, this is the approach. This is the Trump you need to defeat her. Watch this.
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do, but you haven't done it and you won't do it because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in.
All right. You believe. So you get that, you get where he's going there. And I think like the point that I think Trump can add on to that is I don't have to apologize for my administration because things went well. You are running away from your record because things went poorly. Why not select the president who was the guy when things were going well? It's a pretty easy case. Again, Trump has the advantage on all of these issues. She has probably the advantage when it comes to certainly media attention and presentation. That's something she's going to hold until November. He's got to find a way to cut through that. And another debate is another bite at that apple. Absolutely do it. Do as many as you can. All right. Glenn Beck is going to talk to us about his impressions about last night here. Just a second. You don't need me to tell you that life is precious, that it could, you know, all get taken away in an instant. I bring this message to you on September 11th, so we all remember what that can be like. I keep a four-week emergency food kit at my house from my Patriot Supply because I want to be protected just in case. It's an easy thing to do, and you're protected for a very long time. It's got everything a family could need during a crisis with over 2,000 calories per day. There's enough to go around during times of social unrest or government crackdowns or, God forbid, an attack on the homeland like we saw back in 2001. The food lasts up to 25 years, ready whenever disaster strikes. We've seen mass panic in our lifetimes before, some not that long ago. I'm going to take it to the extent of making sure my family's safety is protected. You know, is that something that you're going to do as well? I would recommend it highly. Right now, you can get $50 off the same four-week emergency food kit that I keep in my home. Go to preparewithstew.com, save $50 off your four-week emergency food kit, and my Patriot Supply will send it over as fast as humanly possible. They're really fast, actually. I mean, a lot of times your order will show up in like one day, and they ship free, too. Get your four-week emergency food kit now at preparewithstew.com. Preparewithstew.com. Check it out now. Preparewithstew.com.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frische Netzsekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 €. Und außerdem Emira Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 €. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Geschenke, mit denen niemand rechnet. Bis zum 26.12. in deiner Rewe-App. Einfach täglich öffnen und Coupons und Gewinnchancen sichern.
Rewe. Dein Markt.
I'm joined once again by Glenn Beck. He has a brand new special coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern. Warning, Europe's migrant crisis is coming to America. And for the first time in a very long time, he's not on Skype. He's not in Idaho. He's sitting right here and making faces at me while I read
this. I'm not making faces. Did that seem a little to you like Kamala Harris last night, just making fun, just
laughing, you know, at people's pain.
To 9/11. I mean, it was rude. It was really
welcome.
Rude.
I'm so glad to have you. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me start with the debate.
Yeah.
This is you last night. This is remarkable. So much to talk about on radio and podcast, and I'm sure TV as well. I don't think that any minds have been changed if you are solid for Trump or Kamala. ABC is shameful. They are Kamala surrogates. If you're a low information, it's a coin toss. Lies are staggering with no ABC fact check on her. People who actually know the news, real news, Trump is clobbering her. So Trump did well with the people who know. But of course, that's aren't the people who are going to make the difference in this election.
Yeah.
Give me your overview.
You just read it.
Well, I mean, a little more detail than your broken sentences on X.
That's the way I really speak.
Oh.
I think that what she needed to do was convince people who have never seen her before, are likely going to vote for her anyway, to make them say, oh, I could see her as president. That's what she needed to do. And she did that, unfortunately. But anyone with a clue, you couldn't believe the lies that were told. Donald Trump, I think, I don't know if I could have maintained my cool. If I mean, she was hitting him with everything, especially, and I thought the one that was really going to make him just, you know, go over and just be like, rah, you know, with Bart Simpson and his father, was you're weak. You're weak. She emasculated him over and over and over again. You're weak. You're nothing.
You didn't earn your money.
You didn't earn your money. You got it all from daddy. What she was doing last night, and again, they always do this. What they say the other is doing or going to do, as the case last night, is what they're doing or going to do. She said, you're going to hear nothing but name calling. You're going to hear lies and spin. It'll be the same old tired stuff. That's what she did. You know, she lied about him mainly. She would not be pinned down on any of her stuff. You know, I said today that take that model of whatever they say the other side is doing, they're doing. She's projecting. So what did she say America was going to be like under Donald Trump? That's what it will be like under her. She's weak. She's never really earned her money. the economy will be horrible.
So let me give you a little devil's advocate on this. Your main point of analysis leading into this debate was she's going to try to bait him, and he has to resist it. We covered a story yesterday where Hillary Clinton has been meeting with Kamala Harris. Hillary Clinton's advice to Kamala Harris in this debate was to bait him and get him to self-destroy himself. Self-destruction. It's been I haven't had much sleep. My point is, he had to know this is coming. He fell right into their trap. Doesn't he deserve a decent amount of criticism for that?
Could you have done that? 90 minutes?
It would have been tough.
Lie after lie after lie.
Difficulty, but the man wants to be president of the United States.
I know.
I know he cares about the country and the future of it. That's what's on the line here.
So I think
insult about daddy's money is something you should be reacting to.
I think he's kept his cool. What he didn't do was just not respond to that. You know, $400 million and daddy gave it to you. We're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about the struggle of the American people. Why won't you tell us what your plan is and why you haven't done it already? That's the thing he didn't do. But I think he kept his cool. I mean, he was getting a little angry there towards the end.
Yes, it built.
That's not Donald Trump. That Donald Trump I saw, the one I saw last night, was closest to the one I saw last time when he defeated Joe Biden than anything Donald Trump I saw 4 years ago or 8 years ago. You know?
He You pointed out that you don't think it's going to change many minds. And I'm kind of on that same page, I think. It didn't strike me as some big blowout, certainly like Biden-Trump from earlier this year, or like even Romney-Obama, which was a blowout, that first debate. It didn't strike me as that impactful. A few votes might move. Maybe some get solidified on Kamala's side out of this. But I mean, is this even a factor when we are on, you know, the first day of November? We're a few days away from the election. We're talking about this. Are we even discussing this debate?
No, we're not. We're discussing the economy. We're discussing immigration, and we're discussing possibly war. That's what we're talking about as we get closer and closer to this election. We're not talking about this debate. And this is only my gut, and you know, my gut sometimes gets me really wrong, gets things really wrong. But my gut just says there is enough people, Alan Dershowitz, Elon Musk, Bobby Kennedy, Tulsi Gabbard, Barry Weiss, people who were backbone Democrats, okay? Democrats their entire life, especially Bobby Kennedy and Alan Dershowitz. They were pillars of the Democratic Party. And those people cannot be isolated incidents. It's not just the elites of the party, just the pillars of the party. If the pillars of the party are questioning the party and have tried to change it and they're like, they're getting too dangerous for me, I'm out. You can't tell me that the average person who's a Democrat, some of them aren't feeling that way. And they may not leave the party. They may go in and vote for Trump, but most likely they'll just stay home. Mm. And I just think when you walk into that and you've filled up your gas tank, you've just gone for groceries. I mean, everybody should go shopping right before they go to vote. They're trying to make people believe that the Trump years weren't good. She tried to blame COVID on Donald Trump.
Amazing.
That he was too friendly to China.
Insane.
They called him a racist every time he said the Wuhan flu.
Right.
I just think people will remember the difference between now and then. And I think she's so inauthentic that I hope he does several more debates with her, because she's very inauthentic.
Take me forward to election week, right, where you have the election. We're doing a show on Thursday or Friday. And tell me what's the storyline? Donald Trump wins this election by 3 or 4 points, handily enough to not be in question a few days later. What has he done in this period to make that happen?
In what period?
In the period between now and the election. Take me forward to that show we're doing later. What's the storyline that brought him to that victory?
I couldn't tell you because I don't know how it's going to turn out. But to broaden the victory, he stayed the course. And did not make it about him. He made it about her lack of policies and reminded people what they've done to this country in the last 3.5 years. And he continues doing podcasts with unusual people.
Mm-hmm. Kind of the long form interview. Good mm-hmm. approach. All right. Let me give you the other side of this. It was a couple days after Kamala has won. She's the president elect. Good God, this would be a terrible thing. What has she done to get that victory? Other than let's take cheating out of the conversation for a second.
That cheating.
You don't think she can win the election fair and square? I mean, she's right there, Glenn. I mean, if you believe the polls at all, she's right there.
She has shut up and hasn't done another debate. Mm. And has not been seen by the public, except in very controlled situations.
Mm. And the media.
And the media.
What is it for?
Lapstock.
Okay. You know. One more before you go. I'm concerned about this. I'm concerned about the future of this company because I saw this story.
Okay.
Long lost copy of the U.S. Constitution found in a North Carolina filing cabinet heads to auction. Are we about to go bankrupt as a company as you buy a copy of the Constitution?
I have considered it. I have considered it. But no, it's too rich for my, because it starts at $1 million.
Starts at $1 million.
Yeah.
What do you think something like this goes for?
$7, $10.
$10 million?
Yeah.
Wow. And how many, was there 100 copies of this, I think I read?
To begin with, that's the first printing of it.
Just 8 are known to still exist, and the other 7 are publicly owned. This would be the only one in private hands?
Yeah.
How are you not going crazy for this right now?
Because I don't have $8 million, $10 million, $12 million.
You know a lot of rich people. Just, you know, hit them up. Just hit them up.
Hey, you know what you should buy? You should buy the Constitution for our museum.
What a pitch. What a pitch. All right. Well, maybe you'll be seeing that at the museum. By the way, art show is coming up. Can you tell me about
art
this?
Show is next weekend.
I can't believe that already.
Yeah, I know.
This is a big deal. This is something.
It's completely different than any other art show or anything. You know, I don't like going into galleries because I always have to talk to somebody snotty. You know what I mean? And I'm always embarrassed when they, you know, like, so what's the price of that? And then you're always like, I got to go ask my wife. Isn't that your wife there? No, my other wife. I'm leaving, you know. and art has become so disjointed from reality. You know, it's this modern art. They don't understand who we are as Americans. And if you get something that is, you know, very American, you'll get a barn. You know, they'll paint a barn and they'll be like, hey, it's a barn. It's America. No, the idea of stained glass windows and art was to tell people's story of their history. Okay. Whether that was a family or it was a country or a religion. We've lost that. And so for the last 5 years, I think, I've been doing these workshops up at my ranch with artists, with the...
Huge artists.
Yeah, big time. But we've been bringing people like the guy who was working that actually was responsible for Beauty and the Beast and The Little Mermaid and was the story guy behind those movies. We've brought people in from Pixar that were the head of story development. And we taught these artists how to tell a story through painting and trying to get them intrigued in telling the American story. Well, it's worked, and we got 30 of them now. Several of them have gone through those summertime workshops, and they're coming down. They're great. I mean, really the best of the best. I sent them in to our museum and said, go pick an artifact. Go just take the tour. Listen. If something moves you, tell that story through painting. So usually you get a prize for, you know, they'll say, oh, the brush strokes from this one are perfect. This one, the winner will win the prize because they've connected with the most people. So it's not done by art experts. It's judged by you as you go by and go, man, I didn't know that story, or I did know that story, but that painting spoke to me about this story. They get the prize. There's also workshops on Saturday. I'm doing a breakfast, I think, on Saturday. Limited people coming to it. But those tickets are still available. Some tickets are still available for the art show, but it's an art and history show. Never been done like that ever before. And it's happening here at the Mercury Studios.
Really cool.
It's really cool.
Where do people find it? Like how to get involved?
You can go to narrativesinfineart.com or glenbeck.com.
Okay.
They'll give you all of the information. It's next Friday and Saturday. I think Friday may be all sold out, but It's going to be cool.
Really cool. Really cool, different thing. Yeah. All right. Glenn Beck, his new special is coming up 9 p.m. Eastern. It's called Warning. Europe's migrant crisis is coming to America. Be sure to stay tuned. And as always, the best way to watch is with your very own Blaze TV account. Go to blazetv.com/stew. And they're doing the promo code right now, Stew40. That's $40 off. It's more than they've ever given off as a discount before. Make sure to get involved. Stew40 is the code at blazetv.com/stew. Glenn, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn. Und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
With very few exceptions, Republicans always lose post-debate polls. Romney, the first one, obviously Trump-Biden this previous time. It was an exception, but most of the time Republicans lose. No exception here last night. 63-37 was the snap poll. Who won the debate? Kamala Harris is the winner there. 96% of Harris supporters said that Harris won, but only 69% of Trump supporters said that Trump won. We also now find out that more voters now believe Harris understands the issues of people like them, 44% compared to Trump, 40% following the debate performance that was reversed previously. Also, it is 9/11. Biden, they met together. It was like Biden and Trump and Harris. They're all in the same place. Everyone's like, oh, it's great. Also, not really mentioned was Biden saying, I'm doing 9/11. I'm going up to my granddaughter's birthday in New York, and then we're going to watch the debate. And tomorrow I'm doing 9/11. You're not on Stu Does America. We're never going to do a show called Stu Does 9/11. I hope we haven't done that. But the point is, not a great way to phrase that. Not perfect. I will say it is 9/11, and this is an anniversary that it gets harder and harder to even almost connect with, I think, for the American people. You know, about 8- and 9-year-olds watched Donald Trump come down the escalator in 2015 and voted, or will be voting, this particular year. The time passes fast. 9/11 was way before that. But we did want to make sure that we kept you at least trying to remember that date, because it is really important. And we're still facing, by the way, I mean, look at the Middle East right now. These types of problems are still very, very active. We can't just forget about this. It is a day that we should be able to look back and understand, you know, not only what happened, but what the ramifications are of it. So we play one 9/11 montage every single year on the show, and have been doing it since 2002 to kind of bring you back into that moment. We'll have that for you coming up in just a second. We're just talking about 9/11 and you know, what happens to a society when it gets disrupted like that. I mean, if you were in New York, what were you doing? I mean, it was a really difficult day. And then you start thinking about, okay, how do I get my life back together? In that particular instance, you were able to, if you got off the island, you could do the things you needed to do. But that's not always going to be the case. And if you want to ensure that your loved ones have the medication on hand that they need when it is needed, when a catastrophe happens, you can get a Jace case. It's an easy solution to this problem. Jace case is a personalized emergency kit that contains essential antibiotics and medications that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. It provides 5 life-saving antibiotics for emergency use. There's all different ways to customize it. Just fill out a simple form online and you'll have the case in case you need it. Go to jace.com and enter the code STU at checkout for your discount on your order. It's the promo code STU at jace.com, J-A-S-E.com. Prepare yourself. It's not just water and food you need. You also need your medication. Jace.com promo code is STU.
Remain quiet. Say again. Executive 956, did you understand that transmission?
Yeah, that transmission, he said, was unreasonable. It sounded like someone said they have a bomb on board.
Sir, did you hear the transmission where the airplane just said he had a bomb on board?
Affirmative, he said there was a bomb on board.
That's what we thought. We just, we didn't get it clear. That aircraft, you can't get a hold of. Has he turned to the east now? He's just turned to the east also. Okay, 956, we had a visual on him. Just stand by. Do you have a visual on him now? We did, but we lost him at the turn. You can make a turn back to a 220 heading. Let me know if you can see him. They were making a turn at 956. Where's anybody northwest of you? Okay, American 10-6 and Executive 956, we just lost the target on that aircraft.
Man, Z100 852. Something weird is going on.
Yeah.
The World Trade Center is on fire.
Oh, my Seriously, goodness. The top of the building. We're trying to get information.
Top level of one of the...
...news to unfold from New York City.
A plane crashed. Just...
My sister's in that building.
Okay.
And I hope she's okay, and I gotta run to New York.
Oh, my God, it's complete pandemonium.
Right, first of all, calm down.
There's raining papers and
everything.
Ashes and...
105 wants to 1025.
Oh my God, it was a huge explosion.
People are jumping out the windows. Oh, they're jumping out the windows. I guess.
A second plane has now flown in.
Wait, explosion at the Pentagon?
A third location is
on alert.
And outside of Washington,
I don't have words to describe what I'm witnessing right now.
Effective immediately until further notice, flight operations in the National Airspace System by United States civil aircraft and foreign civil and military aircraft are prohibited.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
I need to go.
Oh, God!
Oh, my God!
On itself, and it is
just landed on
the one of the World Trade Towers has collapsed and fallen.
I've never seen anything like this.
I've got five patients. They need to...
We got an ambulance full of cops and pedestrians.
No, we just collapsed. We don't have much more.
We've got another tower that just came down. Help me out.
Help me out. Help me out.
Get all the cops away from the building.
Help.
You got a female officer down.
Female officer, where are you now, King?
It is Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. This is Glenn Beck. Dateline, New York. In one of the most audacious attacks ever, terrorists hijacked two airliners, crashed them into the World Trade Center. In a coordinated series of blows today that brought down the twin 110-story towers. Thousands may be dead. 58,000 people work at the World Trade Center.
Sean, it's me. I just wanted to let you know I love you, and I'm stuck in this building. A plane hit the building or a bomb went off. I don't know, but there's lots of smoke, and we just wanted you to know that I love you always.
One plane, United Flight 93, crashed north of Somerset County Airport, a small airport 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. United said that flight
Boeing 757 left Newark at 8:01, headed for San Francisco with 38 passengers.
Just know it, Dan. We'll prevail.
We will not turn.
It is as old as the scriptures.
We will not falter.
And is as clear.
And we will not fail.
As the American Constitution.
That is the news of this day. September 11th, 2001.
Today, United